Sex Rehabilitation, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Cecily, by Dr. Fram, Grimstead. I'd been employed by an international airline for 3 weeks when she showed up on a flight from London to Milano. She was a gazelle. She was a 22-year-old gazelle with long chestnut brown hair and expensive perfume which lingered seductively in the air between the plane seats. I'm 30 myself, and not hard to look at either. But Cecily was a sight for the gods. She took orders and served in a way that made male passengers turn into obedient schoolchildren. She'd pinched my butt at the hotel that same evening and asked if I'd like a nightcap in her room. Minutes later, I found myself bound to her double bed. She'd push me, and I'd let myself fall back onto the mattress. Sitting on top of me, she'd taken off my tie and used it to tie one of my arms to a bedpost, while saying, "I get so turned on by you watching me." Her tone was mild but firm. I knew this would be all on her premise. She tied up my other hand with her tights. "There. Now you won't be able to leave until I want you to." She had secured my legs with some other bits of clothing. We'd arrived straight from the airport, and when she straddled me, I saw that she wasn't wearing any panties. She could have taken them off without me noticing, but I doubted it. "Do you like what you see?" she asked. I nodded and whispered, "Yes, you're gorgeous." She bent over and planted a tender kiss on my forehead. Then she scooted up to my face and looked down at me, begging wordlessly. I stretched out my tongue and touched her clit. She bent her head back and moaned softly. The taste and scent were sharp, wet and seductive. I licked her to the best of my abilities and was wonderfully aroused myself by this point. Five fingers pulled my head to her steaming sex. I ached to free Junior. She fumbled over my fly but couldn't quite manage with one hand. So, she turned around and practically sat on my face. My trousers were pulled down a little, enough to send shivers down my spine, as she let me disappear into her mouth. Then she did things with her tongue which I thought were impossible, while she rode mine. I felt myself getting close and managed to signal that to her. She straightened her back and looked around and down at me. She moaned softly, her eyes glazed. "Lick me in the back, please." She sat calmly on my tongue. I let it play around her beautiful rose. I licked her deeply while she sat down heavily on me, rocking gently. From the sensation on my chin, I could tell she was touching herself. She moaned and grabbed onto my cock again. She could handle the both of us at the same time.